Hello and welcome to Gazelle Academy Podcast. This is a lecture delivered by Nuna Onu at Fidelity Bank's Youth Empowerment Academy Season 5. Held at Bayero University, Kano. In it, you learn how to carry out water analysis for your business, choose the right name for your business, conquer mushroom effects, and hear her business stories. And now, the lecture.
So your strength could be that you are a very assertive person, that no is not in your dictionary. What it means is that I will take you and I'll put you in business development, because you keep knocking on that door until you get a what? Yes. Right? So you understand what this exercise is about. Your strengths and weaknesses are internal to you. This focuses on you as an individual, so it's internal. Your opportunities and threats are what? External. Do you want me to say that again? Strengths and weaknesses are internal to you. They are looking at you, your capacity as an individual or as a department to be able, or as an organization, to be able to deliver on this goal that you have set for your organization or for yourself. While your opportunities and your threats talk about your environment, external factors. So you want to start this business within the school community now. So what are the things that would mitigate this thing from happening? Mitigate, by what I mean by that is, what are the things that can stop this thing from happening? Or yes, what are the obstacles, thank you very much, that you might encounter on your journey to actualizing this vision of setting up this business or making this idea come to fruition? So that's what I want you to do. At least write like 3-3-3 in each box. What are my strengths? I'm a great writer. I'm a great orator. I can organize people. I can get people to do what they want, they don't know that they can do. That means a catalyst to change. My weaknesses are, I'm not a people person. I'm very shy. I don't know maths. I don't understand Excel. I don't know PowerPoint. I don't know how to use Word. You know, those are weaknesses that can make this project you want to do not succeed. All right? And then your opportunities are, that the environment where I'm in now require this thing that I want to do. There is a need for it. Oh, government just released a new policy that will help this business grow, that is favorable to this business. UNDP or USAID, they are just giving grants now for this particular project I want to do, you know. Or my uncle said that if I want to do this business, he's going to support me, you know. That he's going to support me. So that could be the opportunity that lies within that space. Opportunity could also be, if you can lower the volume. Opportunity could also be that, you know, there are no new entrants into this space. It's a new thing. So you're the only one that has this idea. So that means that you need to cash in immediately. But you need to write it down. Writing it down is what I say, praying on paper. Because once you've written it down, you can see it. You can see it. It stops becoming something that you have in your head. Then your threats, which is external also, could be, this thing, I need to sell it every day by 1 p.m. But unfortunately, there are prayers by 1 p.m., so I can't sell. Right? Is that a threat to your business? Because the people will not be focused on your business. They are focused on what they are doing. Right? A threat could also be, I came up with this idea, but yesterday somebody else just launched. That means I have competition now in the marketplace, and I have to try harder to get to where I'm going to. Threats could also be that, Forex has gone up. I priced my product at 100 naira, but now dollar is 350 naira. What it means is that the money I'm using to start this business and the profit I projected that I'm going to get will not work. Because if I said that this business, I need 35,000 naira to start it, and I want to make 5,000 naira on top of it, you know, at the end of the day, because the currency is fluctuating, people don't have the financial power anymore to patronize you. So they go and look for goods that are cheaper than what you are offering them. All right? So these are the things that can affect your business growth. But the truth is that once you know it from the beginning, what will you now start doing? Once you know that this is your weakness and these are the threats that can make this business not work, what will you start doing? Somebody said work towards what? You work toward, exactly. He said work towards your weakness to make it your strength. So the idea is that this is a dynamic document that you're putting together now. That you've seen that public speaking is your problem. I can't come out and stand here now to address people and communicate legibly without stammering or shaking. So what do? You go and register for a public speaking class or a presentation skill class. By the time you can start doing or you join Toastmasters. Do you have Toastmasters in this school? No. Toastmasters is a group of people that engage in public speaking. Fantastic. So if you wrote in your weakness that is public speaking that is your problem, you go and join those groups where you can then start practicing in a non-judgmental environment where people want you to become what? Stronger. Before you know it, by the time you go back to this what analysis again, you find that public speaking is no longer your weakness. It's now your what? You now move it to what? Strength. So it's a dynamic thing that you have to do maybe quarterly or once every 6 months to make sure, because we're human beings, we keep changing and we keep what? Growing. Okay, so once you are done with that, you are sure. I'm not a, you know, some people tell you, I don't want to run business, I want to help somebody grow their business. You know, there are people like that. So this skill you are learning can then be, if you are that person, these things can then help you become that valuable employee in the organization. Or you want to set up your own business. So this skill you are learning now will now help you run a better business. All right? So the next thing we're going to talk about now is your business idea, which we identified what? Yesterday. So for your business idea, in this class now, we've already identified what the problem is. We said, how do you identify problems? What do you know? How do you know that a business is a great idea? Pardon? If the business solves problems. So there's something we call, I've forgotten what it is now, but I'll explain it. So what it is that you have an idea, then you go and test it. You test your idea to see, pardon? So you do a feasibility study. Feasibility study is to understand what is around your environment, what is needed, what are the problems. That's like a needs assessment. What are the problems you need to do? But it's to test the viability of your idea. Pardon? You can run a pilot, right? So to test the viability of your idea. Okay. I want to, just like my sister here that gave us coated peanuts, right? She wanted to do that. She would have made a batch and then she would send it out to friends and family to test, to see if this thing is actually good. Please, is it too oily? Is it too salty? Is it too crunchy? Is it too brown? Should I make it lighter? You know, you test the viability of your idea. Testing the viability of your idea says, you know, this thing I've created, who needs it? How much do you think they can buy it? How should I package it that will be appealing to them? Right? So you're testing for who, what, how, and which. What product and services your business can sell. Who your business is going to sell to. How your business is going to sell its products and services, and which needs your business will fulfill for the customer. So my mosquito group now, they've said that, look, this, if they've said what products and services your business will sell, they want to sell a product that will solve the problem of mosquito causing what? Malaria. So what do you think that thing could be? It could be to get the school to make sure that they institutionalize Saturday cleaning. What do we call it again? sanitation days in school to institutionalize it. What it means is that they must make it compulsory, that everybody will come out and clean up all the gutters around the hostel. That's one, you know. And then they will provide, maybe they will say, okay, we're going to provide this service. If this hostel doesn't want to do it, you can outsource it to our company and we'll come and clean it for you. Right? Two, they can decide to go to the biology people and say, how can we formulate an insect repellent? How can we formulate it? And then they will create it, brand it, and then they will sell it to the students. If you know Covenant University, they have a bread factory. There's nothing, they have water. There's nothing they don't produce inside Covenant University. So what I'm telling you is not something far-fetched. It's something that from this room can get hands, legs, before we come back next day, are telling us that, look, because of what we did here, the school was able to do this, that, and that. And then we come to, what's your own? Water scarcity. I'll say, okay, what product and services will your business sell? That's testing your idea now. You say, okay, it's water. You need to provide water to the school, to the students. Who needs this water? Is it the lecturers? Or is it students? Or is it, you know, and then you now say, where do they need this water? At what time do they need water? Do you understand? And what sort of water do they need? Is it drinking water or just bathing water or water, treated water or water they can use to cook? How can we provide the sort of water that they need in the school hostels in a very convenient way that students can get it and priced at the right price that is not too expensive for them? All right? You can decide to get the people that push the trucks to put an extra gallon inside it. That's now differentiation. You can decide to say, oh, because it's in a black container, people don't know whether the water is clean or not. So we're going to provide our water in only white containers. So that when people see it, already they think it's what? Clean water, because it's white. Meanwhile, the ones that the malams push in their truck is what? In a black container. So you start thinking like that. What would my environment want? What would my target audience want? How would they want to receive this product? And then you now say timing. They need it at night when they are coming back from school. So you make sure that your truck is stationed where they can get it. And if you can't even do it yourself, what you can do is you enter into partnerships. So these are all the questions that you must think through before you say, I want to what? Start a business. It goes deeper than that. First, you have to, let's take a recap. First, you have to do what? Before you start a business, what is the first thing you need to do? Identification. Who said, you said identification. 1,000 naira credit for you. Who got their credit yesterday? Is he in class? He's not in class today. He's not in class. That will pick her number. First thing you do is what? Identification. What is the name of this business? So when you are choosing a name, the name of your business must mean something. When I chose Gazelle, I had competitors who were already in the industry, doing very well. You know Tara? So I started as a makeup artist. And then I said, how do I want to be seen? What name do I want to give this business? But because I already had Banke Meshida, BM Pro, I already had Tara, there were so many other ones coming up at the time. I wanted a very sleek business. So I started researching, and I stumbled on the name Gazelle. And I started researching the name Gazelle. And at that time, the gazelle, if you Google the gazelle is the weakest animal in the animal kingdom, right? But it's also the most beautiful. And what other attribute does the gazelle have? Fast! You won't even see it coming. Pyam! Now, does that fit into the situation I found myself in? Weak, because we're just starting. We had the lions and the giants and all of that in the industry. But we needed to come in and move what? Fast, in our own way. At that time, I heard that Tara had trained 5,000 people with UBA. Hey! I said, hey, how am I going to do this? What am I going to do? How will I catch up? But one thing I told myself is, what, Mona, stay in your lane. Stay here. Don't worry about what they are doing left and right. Just stay here and define who you are. So who is Gazelle? I said, okay, we'll be a makeup school. No. First, I said, Gazelle, I want to sell jeans that African women can wear. No, because we're hippie. We said, okay, let's do that. And Beyonce's jeans just came out. I said, okay, we'll do jeans. By the time I finished my master's program, I said, Mbao, this is not a jeans matter. Let us focus and do what we need to do. I said, okay, Nguano, we need to eat. Because I have twin daughters. I said, okay, how am I going to put food on the table for these girls? I said, okay, I have skill. I can do makeup. So let me start selling makeup. Let me reopen my shop again and start selling makeup. And then train people, maybe. But my focus was, at least let me sell the makeup brand. As I was telling, people were coming to me to say, look, can you train us? Now, remember that because I've chosen the right name is always important, because the right name keeps you focused and centered on your business goal as a business owner. We were in the beauty industry, so the Gazelle is beautiful. Doe-eyed, hazel-eyed Gazelle, right? And fast and sleek. So, in fact, the first makeup I carried was sleek makeup to show you how businesses can be adaptable, right? So when they came, I should start training them. I started training them. But I had at the back of my mind the sort of business I wanted to create. Don't forget, I was still in the makeup selling business. But in my head, I had a conglomerate. All right? I had a conglomerate in my head. So that's what I'm asking you to do today. In your head now, as you are in this room, visualize this business that you want to do. What sort of business is it? If I even don't want to do business and I want to work for somebody, what sort of employee do I want to be in that organization? Right? And then you start working your way towards it. So because I knew that I wanted to run a school, I said, I don't want to. By the time I started training people started coming for us to do their wedding makeup, and then I'll send my staff to go and do it. They'll say, no, I want Muna. And I'm like, look, I'm not always available. I can't always be there to do this thing for you. But I had to take a step back again as a business owner. Are you seeing what I've been doing since I started this business? I will go forward, I will go back again and reassess. And that's that thing with that exercise we started with, the SWOT analysis. Your strengths and your weaknesses, always going back to it to know when you are doing well, when you are not doing well, when you've moved your weakness to your strength, or when your threats are becoming a lot. So I realized that We peaked, we started making money in the business, and then we dropped. Students stopped coming. And I was like, why? I went back to my SWOT analysis. What are the external threats that we are facing now? Not the one we faced 3 months ago, or the one we faced 1 year ago. What is the one that we are facing right now in the business? Why is it that students are not coming to us as a business? So what we saw was that we were plagued by something called the mushroom effect. Who knows what the mushroom effect is in this room? Tell me. Try. Being overshadowed by the others. Okay, that's slightly towards it. Yes, try. Try. Okay, that's also near it, but not quite. Who knows the vegetable mushroom? It's a vegetable, right? Who knows? Who can tell me about the mushroom? What happened? How does the mushroom grow? Be confident. Be confident. That's why we're in this class. Speak out. We're entrepreneurs. We're entre and intrapreneurs. Intrapreneurs are those that will help businesses grow. Entrepreneurs are those that will build their own businesses. Yes. Pardon? It rises slowly. Okay. That's good. What else? Yes. It's seasonal and needs much attention. Good. What else? How does it grow? How does it grow? How does the mushroom grow? Yes. Thank you. One recharge card for you. That's what I was waiting for. Once there's one mushroom, what else did you see? Mushroom, 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 mushroom. They're all sprouting all around that one big mushroom. So what happens? They're all dragging for the same what? Resources. So as a business, I will train people. And I will train you. I collect 60,000 naira from you. Next thing, you carry that book I use in training you. You go next door and you open your own. And you're charging 10,000 naira. Next thing, the other person you train, you go open the other charging 5,000 naira. With the same book you're using to train them. So we realized that we were plagued by the mushroom effect. We were the big giants in our own environment, but we were surrounded by little people we had trained that we are now opening up everywhere using our own material to do their stuff. So what did I do again? Guess what I did? I went back again. Stepped back again and said, who are we as a business? Gazelle, what do we stand for? How are we positioned? We said, okay, we just want to be a school. We're not doing any bridal makeup. We're not doing any fashion shoots. We're not doing any runway makeup. When you come to us, we call our students, please, there's a job there, go and do it. Do you know what that did for us as a business? That's the goal, vision, and objective. Defining it. Defining your goal, your vision, and objective so that you're not what? Distracted. Excuse me, you know sometimes when you go to do this makeup for people, you can charge 80k, 90k, 100k, 200k, depending on who your customer is. But we didn't want to be distracted from our focus. In fact, we said we're a secondary school. That's why you see your teacher for makeup, anybody, your teachers are like secondary school teachers. Don't make noise in class. When you leave, come back by 1 o'clock. Time for resumption is just 30 minutes. That's how we are. We are like secondary school. You know how they ring bell for you? That's the only thing we've not done. We have not rang bell for you. But you know what that did for us as a business? It kept us in our what? Focused. That's something that started as a makeup shop. Today is standing in front of you. And is in partnership with. So if you want to grow as a business, it's like an Iroko tree starts like what? A tiny, like a mustard seed. Very small. When you see it, you say, how can this small thing become this what? Big, gigantic tree. And then you take that tiny, minute seed and you what? Throw it away, thinking it's nonsense. Believe in your idea. That's one thing business owners don't do. Believe in your idea. No idea is too small. No idea is what's nonsensical. If you know how this idea started, we just said, let us teach students how to measure. Would you believe that just teaching students how to measure has taken us to 5 states? Take tape, measure. Would you believe that? If they told you, if it were your idea, what would you say? You will laugh. You go and tell your friends. They will what? Laugh. And then what will happen to the idea? Squashed. It will die. But we just said, hey, let's teach students how to measure. I survived the university with that. I'll go to my lab, I'll do what I need to do, come back, and I'll sell to you at a premium. So if we're able to teach you how to measure, you can go to town and get your tailors, right? And then you get a printer that will print your label. And then you come back to school. the diva students that don't want to go to Taylor, you can become their boy boy. That's okay. Because that's who you are as a business owner. You're a boy boy for two people. But you're making your clean dough. You're putting it in your pocket. You just go to the hostel. Don't worry. Don't worry. I have my measuring tape for the fashion people. I have my measuring tape with me. I have my measuring book. Let me do what? Measure you. I have my fashion books with me. Let me do what? Choose style. I have my scissors. I have materials in my box. Pick what you want. Convenience at your fingertip. You go back to your tailors. Show them the design. Give them the accurate measurement. They finish making. You pack it. You go and what? Deliver. You charge a delivery fee. If you're in cocktail, people are always doing birthdays in school. Do you know how many people are in school? Every day somebody is having their birthday. Don't you know that? Ha! Just declare drinks in the hostel. Come to me. I will provide it for you. The idea is that as you are, as a student, you can make what? Clean money without stressing yourself. Because you understand what it means to start and run a profitable business. Is it accessories? Partner with the tailors. When they are finished, you say, my partner can make this thing shine, shine, bobo. Make you stand out in school as the most fashionable woman, fashionable man in school. You have your eye on, don't you? You quietly sit in your hostel on your bed and you are doing your stone. When you finish, you package it and you send. You tell the people around you all that Ankara that you have that you think you want to throw away. Bring it. Let me spark it up. Let me make it beautiful. You just take your stones and you put your stones on it and give it to them. Do you think you're making money while you're a student in school? That is the essence of this project we're running. Or is it the people doing coding? They go build website, tire. They will help with statistics students, tire. So there's a lot that you can do as a student in the school. But first, you have to organize yourself to decide how you want to run as a business. Okay, so if you leave me, I will keep talking and talking. So we'll end it today. We'll just have a recap again. And from our recap, we'll be able to at least have it at the top of mind what we have learned today and how we are going to apply it. Don't forget that everything we did today, you are going to apply it to your companies, right? Because I want to see that company name. I want to see the right people that will be running this company. I want to know who you are targeting. I want to know what sort of product it is. I want to know how you are going to price it. We'll get to pricing later, you know, but I want to start seeing these things. I want to see the SWOT analysis. What are the opportunities and the threats around this thing that you want to do now where you are? All right? Are we together?
Yes,
ma'am. Are we together?
Yes.
Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you very much. Okay.
To learn more from Mona, follow her on social media at Mona Onuzo and at Startup Doctor. To get vocational training that will empower you to be self-reliant, visit Gazelle Academy website at gazelleacademy.org. For notifications on the latest training, follow Gazelle Academy on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn.